Okay, so we have a couple more lines left of our sugya. We will see Be'ezus Hashem, the conclusion, la'halacha. And then, as discussed, the Mitzvah Hashem will see some of the halacha inside. Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, I hope you all have it ready there, lined up. Oh, Reb Nachum. You've appeared. Baruchim Abayim, B'Shem Hashem. So we're on Daf Mem Ches Omud Beis, which I'm not entirely up to date with Daf Hayomi, but I think we're about with the Daf Hayomi Daf. Is that right? Anybody know what today's Daf is? I've got it on my phone actually.
On your phone. So what is the dash?
Today's Daf is Sanhedrin Mem Tes. Yeah, that means yesterday we were learning the right daf. Or they were learning the right daf. Okay. The Gemara, as discussed, we've seen many, many proofs in one direction and another. We tried to bring proofs to Abaye, to Rava, forwards and backwards. As Mana Milsa or Lav Milsa, every single proof that the Gemara brought was defended, and finally the Gemara brought that actually it's Machlekes Tanoim with regard to Tefillin, as we saw yesterday. So now it just remains to decide what is the Halacha Lemaisa. But before the Gemara paskens Halacha Lemaisa, the Gemara asks Akasha. Have a look at the Gemara. Omale, the first word on the Gemara, she'ibdu lishmon. If you remember, how did this whole sugya start? We did not begin with tefillin or tzitzis. We're not learning the mesechtas that deal with tefillin and tzitzis. We're learning the mesechtas that deal with misa. We've been discussing misa for a while. So it all began when the Gemara said, if they now weave the shrouds for a mace, does that now render the shroud asa b'hanah, because asmana milsa, or not because asmana lav milsa? That was the question. So the Gemara, just before we paskin the shaila once and for all, goes back to query what in fact was the original question. It sounds like a very bizarre case. Does everybody remember that we saw that if you weave a shroud before the person has passed away, then that's not asmana at all? Because by definition, asmana always has to be for a usage which is practical now, not that's going to be practical in the future when some other development occurs. So by definition, we must be talking about that when did they weave the shrouds? In order to have a machlekes about asmana milsa or lav milsa, then by definition, we must be talking about that the shroud was woven after he died. And this is what bothers the Gemara. Because the Gemara says, Omale Ravina L'Rava, mi ikka duchta. Is there really a place, deromu bei meis, v'orgi beged lemeis? What does that mean, the Romi Bay Mace? Have a look at Rashi. Ikka duchta de Romu ba Mace, she Mace mutal ba bebezoyin. Does it really make sense in practice? Again, what is the case that we're talking about? The fellow has died, and we now weave a beged, but we haven't yet buried him in it. The question is, Asmana Milsa or Lav Milsa? Is that the practice? Is that what they do? That we wait for the fellow to die? He's now lying there, bebizoyin, and then we weave the beged? Is that a normal practice? It seems rather bizarre, and this is the Gemara's question, that we're talking about something that surely is not even done in practice, Bechlau. What's the halacha if you weave a beged after the fellow died? That's the Gemara's kasha. Are there any places that's what they do? Says Rashi, shemeis mutal ba bebizoyin. Can it be? Is that the normal practice that the dead body is lying there, indignant? or not in a dignified way. Lahashoisa, and just leave him lying around. Ad sheyargu loy beged, until they weave a beged. Is that normal practice? Va'at, va'abaya, and you and Abaya. Remember, this question was posed to Rava. You, Rava and Abaya, bemilsa delesi, on a matter which never happens. Pligitisu, that's what you are arguing, that's what you're debating. If you would be debating, what is the normal case? Apparently, the normal case is the shrouds are made before the person has died. When somebody passes away, you go to the Chevra Kadisha. Can I please order? Can I please buy a shroud? It's all been pre-made. We don't now sit around for 6 hours whilst the person has already died, now weaving the beged. So the problem is, Mamanovshav, if we're talking about allocation of the shroud before the person has died, well, that we've already explained, that's not hasmona at all. And if we're talking about after he's died, well, it seems very peculiar that you should be discussing a case like that that surely never happens. So are you, Rava, and Abaya debating a case which never happens? Whoever weaves shrouds after somebody dies? Look back into the Gemara. Mi ikka duchta, is there really a place to romu be mace, where the mace is lying there, and then va'orgi beged le mace, and then they decide to go and weave the beged to the mace? Very weird case. Omale, and yes. There are scenarios that that is in fact normal practice. Do you know when? Kegoin shichpi daharpanya. Shichvi means the dead of harpanya. What's harpanya? Look at Rashi. Shichvi daharpanya aniyim hoyu. The people there were extremely poor. And nobody could ever afford to order shrouds while still alive. They didn't have money. What used to happen? Ula'achar misa, after they passed away, goivin lohen. Then they used to make a collection. Mr. Pliny has passed away. We need to make an emergency quick campaign. Va'orgin lohem. And then they used to weave for them begodim klushim. Very, very weak, very, very cheap, tattered clothing, as it were, la'acha misa, after the misa. So therefore, yes, we're not talking about some hypothetical, theoretical case that would never happen. There was, in fact, a place, that was the Morris question, are there any places that this is practice? Yes. In this place where everybody was extremely poor, nobody could ever afford to order and weave the beged while still alive. Whilst they passed away, then they make an emergency campaign. They then used to weave the beged, and that's when Abaye and Rava's machlokes is very negeh, la halacha lemaisa. So the fellow has already died. They made a campaign. They quickly wove this cheapish beged. Now, what is the halachic status of this beged as long as you haven't buried the dead guy in it? Hasmona milsa, hasmona lav milsa. Okay, my rabbi, so we now get to the grand finale. So we've discussed this whole sugya for about a week already, at least. What is the halacha? Says the Gemara. Dorash Mareima. Dorash Mareima said, Hilchasa Kivose de Abaya. However, the Rabbonon Omri Hilchasa Kivose to Rava. So not only is there a machlokes between Abaya and Rava, but there's a machlokes, who do we paskin like? Says the Gemara, the Hilchasa Kevose the Rover. So there you have it. The halacha in the final analysis, it's true there's a machlokes between Abaye and Rover. There's a machlokes who, in fact, we paskin like, but in the final analysis, we absolutely paskin like Rover. The Azmona Lav Milsa. Azmona Lav Milsa. So there was a request from one of the very prestigious members of the Shir that when we finish the sugya, we should perhaps look at some of the halacha, which is a good idea. So I did send you yesterday some Maamar Komus. You received them? Get a chance to look at them? So all of the Maamar Komus are in Shulchan Aruch Ora Chaim. Initially, I added a whole bunch of Maamar Komus in Yoreh Deah as well, which were look at the whole halachas of the Kvura and the shrouds. But after that, I took those off because those are perhaps less relevant, or at least less likely that we have to pass in those shilas. But tefillin and tzitzis, and we'll see other types of halachas are very, very negeh. So if anybody has in front of them a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Brura, let's begin in order. Siman Lamed Beis. Lama base is a very, very lengthy siman, a very difficult siman. And Hilchos Tefillin. So if you have siman lamed base, sif lamed zayin in the standard text of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, then you will find this on page 104.
We've got membase first. We've got membase here.
Yeah, but
Oh, I
chronologically is
see.
first, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's page 104 if you have your standard Mishnah Brura in front of you. Again, we won't see all of every halacha, but we'll just try and focus briefly on some of the halachas that we actually saw. Oir habatim. You have that? Oir habatim? The oir, the skin of the batim, is talking about tefillin, both the shalyad and the shalrosh. Tzorich liyos me'or behema chaya v'oif tahorim. So the Shulchan Aruch is clearly telling you that you do not need to necessarily make it from an animal. It could be from an oif as well, from a bird. But it's got to be tahor. Afilu min avela. Even if that particular animal became a treifa or became an avela, which means technically you are not allowed to eat it, that doesn't matter. It's a min, it's a species which is kosher. Now we have to miss out a few words. Go to the end of that sif in Shulchan Aruch when the Shulchan Aruch says, "Sarich sheyia meubad lishmoy." What's ibud? Ibud is what we discussed yesterday. When you take the skin off the animal, it needs to be treated. It needs to be fashioned. Obviously, you take the skin off; it's not ready yet to make parashiyos. It's not ready to make cloth, whatever you're making it into. So you need to do ibud. You need to now treat. I'm not sure if there's a more technically correct word. Maybe there is an art scroll, but ibud, the leather needs to be treated, but that's got to be done lishmon.
Tan.
Tanned.
Tan, yeah, so that's the word article is.
Okay, so for that tannery, tanning has to be done lishmon. It's got to be for the sake of tefillin. So have a look at Mishnah Brura. Kuf samach hey. Oir habatim v'hu adin oir hatitura. As we know, every tefillin, besides for the actual bais, which is the square that holds the parashiyos, but we know we have the piece underneath that, which actually sits on your head or on your arm. That's called the titura and the mabarta. All of that also has to be made out of skin from a kosher animal, kivin shemuchubar. The tofur b'habatim, because it's connected and stitched to the batim. Why does it have to be from a kosher behema? Says the Mishnah Brura, Kuf Samach Vav Tahirim, Tiksiv Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. The Torah says you've got to wear tefillin in order that the Torah should be in your mouth, from which we make a drasha, Min Hamutar b'ficha, from that which is permissible for you to eat, which means only a kosher species. The kiven de ois shin. We have the ois shin on the tefillin. Shehu merames, that is a sign. Al Shem Shakai, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nikmat Be'or HaTfilin. That's why it's Bichlal Toiras Hashem. In other words, what does this mean that when you wear tefillin, you have Toiras Hashem? What's tefillin got to do with Torah? The answer is because on the tefillin there is an Ois Shin, and that is Torah. Ve'ein Chiluk Bein Hashal Rosh Oy Hashal Yad. Now, there is a discussion. Let's have a look at it briefly, even though it's not so much our inyan, but we're only learning it because we did see it mentioned in the Gemara. Have a look at the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Ayin Me'ubad Lishmoy Ve'im Ha'ibud Hayorak L'Ratzuos. If they did ibud to the Ratzuos, that's all fine and wonderful. That doesn't help for the Batim. Loi Mahani LaHabatim DeKedushason Chamura. What does that mean? That means, what happens if they took skin off the animal and they did have in mind that the ibud is for tefillin? But which part of tefillin do they have in mind? Only for the ratzuos. Can you now take that skin and use it instead of for ratzuos for the batim? And the answer is no, you can't. Because the batim have more kedusha than the ratzuos. So you only had kavana, your lishma was only for a tzuos, but not for the batim. If I had kavana for the batim, then obviously I can use it for a tzuos because that's on a lower level of kedusha. But I cannot use the tefillin that were designated for tzuos and upgrade them for batim. Now, the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch was rather strange. Because the Shulchan Aruch said you should do ibud heicha de'efsha if possible. What does that suggest?
If it's not
Clearly
possible, it
suggests,
doesn't matter.
right, that it's not necessarily le'ikuvah. So I don't want to get stuck into this so much, but if you have a look at that Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Ayin Aleph, that is a discussion because he brings that the Rambam says you actually don't need ibud at all. So, because there's a machlokes, even though we don't paskel out the Rambam, but that's why the Shulchan Aruch says heicha de'efsha. But if it's impossible, then we can rely on shittas or Rambam. Okay, so we're not going to get involved in this so much. Let's immediately turn now to later on, which is very much our inyan, Siman Mem Beis. Mem Beis, which is on page Ayin. And this, as mentioned, is Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. We'll see how much of the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah we can learn. This is Mamish Halacha Lemaisa. Can you put your tefillin pen inside your tefillin bag? Can you keep a mirror in your tefillin bag? Can you put stock of money in your tefillin bag? So let's have a look. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have the Shulchan Aruch on page Ayin now. Osur leshanois tfilin shel roish laasoison shel yad. That is the famous halacha. We have the principle, as we very well know, malin bekodesh ve'ein moiridin. When it comes to dvarim shebekedusha, you can always upgrade, but you cannot downgrade. We know that the tfilin shel roish, which has four parashiyos, is more kodesh than the tfilin shel yad, which only has one. So therefore, you cannot now take the bias of the Shel Roish and downgrade it to be used for the Tefillin Shel Yad. Afilu, says the Shulchan Aruch, Afilu Likach Ritzua Mehem. Even if you would just take the Ritzua, just the strap, never mind the bias. Even if you would take the Ritzua Mehem, the litain b'shel yad, it would also be asur. It would also be awesome. So you took the Ritzua from the Shel Roish, took it out, and you now want to use that for the Shel Yad. That would also be awesome. Why? Mipnei she'ein moiridin mikedusha chamura. You cannot downgrade from a more stringent kedusha lekedusha kala to a more lenient kedusha. The Shel Roish kedushasa chamura. And the Shel Roish is a more chamur kedusha. Shel Ruboy, Shel Shakai b'Shel Roish, Avol Mishel Yad l'Shel Roish. If you want to go the opposite direction from the Shel Yad to the Shel Roish, Mutal Lashanais, that you are allowed to do. Now that particular part of the halacha is the halachas as mentioned of Malim B'Kodesh, etc., etc., etc. So why are we learning this sif? Because look how the Shulchan Aruch carries on. The im hoyu chadoshim. What happens if the tefillin were new? Sha'adayin loyhenicham. You have never actually placed them on your guf. Mutar l'shanois. Then you would be allowed to change. Afilu mishel roish l'shel yad. Even if you want to downgrade from a shel roish to a shel yad, it would be mutter. Why? Ay, malim b'kodesh ve'ein moiridin. So this surely suggests. Look at the Mishnah Brura immediately. Vov. Lo yehnicham al roishoi af al pi shezimnom. Even though you have been mazmin them. So it clearly says on it a shin, and it's got the shape. Everybody knows this is the Shel Roish, but you've never actually used it. So af al pi shezimnom v'hichinom l'tzeirach harosh, but hazmona lav milsa, he, there it is, black and white. Okay, perfect. The Gemara indeed told us that we paskin like Rava, and this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is paskin. So hayoyis hayo hazmona lav milsa. The fact that you've allocated this tefillin for Shel Roish, as long as you have not used it, it does not yet adopt the status of kedusha of a Shel Roish. But if that's the case, it's got no kedusha at all, and if it's got no kedusha at all, then you're jolly well allowed to downgrade it to a Shel Yad. And that would not be violating the halacha of Malim B'Kodesh Ve'ein Moiridin, because as yet there is no Kedusha. Yeah. Okay, the rest of that particular sif will leave. Now look at sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is absolutely our halacha, because that's the Gemara that we learned. So I'm over now onto the next page. Sudar, what's a sudar? A handkerchief, a beged, a bag. Da azmanay lemeitzar bay tefillin. That you allocated it to be used for tefillin forever. So that's your hazmona. Stop. At this point in time, what would we all say? What's happened? Nothing. Because we pass on milsa. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in addition to that, the Tsar Beit Tefillin. Now you've done stage two, as we've always said in the Gemara, not only the Hazmona, but also the Hishtamshus. At that point, the Tsar Beit Tefillin Chad Zimna, and now you actually wrapped your Tefillin in this bag at one time. From now on, Osur Lemeitzar Bei Zuzi. You can't put money in there. Can't put money in it. If I really would have allocated it for the tefillin, but I haven't yet actually put the tefillin in. Not yet Kodesh. Hazmona lav milsa, you could put your money in. But if you actually allocated it, and in addition to that, you put the tefillin in even one time, now it's got Kedusha. Now, we will see the Mishnah Berurah, but it's very important because this is an Negei Halacha L'maaseh. Continue the Ramah. Ve'im hisne olav mitchilo. What happens if you made a condition and you stipulated from the outset? And Rabbi said this is very negi halacha l'maaseh. If you stipulated from the outset But yes, I'm going to put my tefillin in the bag, but I'm reserving the right to put other things in there as well. Then, b'chol inyan shari. Then it will be permitted. So it all of a sudden means, and we'll see halacha l'maaseh l'maaseh, Rabbeinu, that actually, if you want to keep your tefillin pen or your mirror or whatever it may be, your stock of money in your tefillin bag, it may actually be mutter after all, if I made a condition, I stipulated from the outset that actually I want to use this bag not only for tefillin, but also for other things as well. When do you make that tanai? Why the tanai works, et cetera, we'll soon see. This is also very, very important, Rabbi Yisai Mishashem, we'll see this halacha lemaisa. Do I need to make a condition if I want to just simply put the mirror in my tefillin bag? A lot of people, myself included, have a little mirror in the tefillin bag. Now, obviously, a mirror in itself has no kedusha. Might I still perhaps be allowed to put the mirror in the bag? You know why? Because maybe that's not a bezoyin to the tefillin. After all, it's being used for the tefillin. I was once asked a fascinating question. Somebody told me that he said he gets quite hot and sweaty when he wears his tefillin, which, as we know, in time can be damaging to the tefillin. So he said he bought these small little balls that you place in the tefillin bag, and that basically absorbs all types of moisture, so that, chas v'shalom, the tefillin shouldn't be damaged. It's an excellent question. Am I allowed to put those in the tefillin bag? They've clearly, obviously, got no kedusha. And again, the answer may be, we'll see, we're not paskening it yet, that yes, maybe it's mutter, because those balls are there for the purpose of the tefillin. So it turns out that stocker money might be osa, but these balls to absorb the moisture will be mutter, because that stocker money has no kedusha. Again, I'm talking about where you did not make it tonight. Whereas the tefillin pen, the mirror, these moisture balls, et cetera, that may be better because those are for the purposes of tefillin. That might be better. Very, 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 very important, Shailus. Okay, quickly go now to the end of that Sifan Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch right at the end, Azmanay, but if you did Hazmana, Veloitzarbe, if I did Hazmana, but I did not put the tefillin in the bag, remember we saw this in the Gemara, or the other way around, Oitzarbe, you put the tefillin in the bag, but Veloitzarbe, but I never
Wait.
formally allocated it. Remember we spoke about taking a shirt and wrapping a Sefer Torah. So if I don't have both of those conditions, Shari Lemaitzar Bezozi, you'd be allowed to put money in the bag. There's no kedusha, so the only way that kedusha lands on the beged is if I did both hazmana and also a tashmish, a use, after which it cannot be used for money, even if it's stock of money. So now we're not going to see all the Mishnah Berurah, but we'll try Hashem to see at least some of it because this is mamish halacha ulamaisa.
So when you buy a tefillin bag,
That's hazmana.
when do you make the before you put the tefillin in them, when do you make the condition that's denied before you put the
Right,
tefillin
so
in for the first
we'll see that.
time?
Right. Good
Right,
question.
okay.
We'll see. At what point do you have to make the tonight?
What if you have a tefillin bag for 10 years and you're not sure what you did when you bought it?
Whether what? Whether you made it tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll see. It might be a Sofik Deraisa. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. All of this is discussed. The Tanai halachas are discussed on the next page. Even though this is not strictly our sugya, but because it's so negei halacha lemaisa, I think we should nonetheless do it. There's a lot of bi'ah halacha. We won't do all of them. We'll try and select the relevant passages. So let's at least make a start. This is very, 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 very important. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes. The Mishnah Berurah spoke about a suda. V'hu adinim osa kiss mechadash letzayrech tefillin. So not just a suda is a handkerchief, which I've previously been using for other things. Says the Mishnah Berurah, makes no difference. Even if it's something that I've actually never used previously, I'm making a brand new kiss, right? Like you said, a tefillin bag. A tefillin bag is not that I'm taking a handkerchief, which I use for my top pocket in my Shabbos suit, and now I want to transfer it. No, I formally made a brand new beged, let's say a tefillin, and it's specifically for the tefillin. Gam kein ein osur leishtamesh beichol. There will be absolutely no issa to use it for divrei chayil ad detzar bein, until such point that you actually wrapped in it. Why? The hazmona lav milsa he again the second time, because hazmona is not considered to have substance. V'hu adir. So too, says the Mishnah Berurah, the kol tashmish kedusha. Any item which is used for kedusha, afilu tikla sefer Torah. A sefer Torah, as we know, is more kodesh than tefillin. Doesn't matter. Even though a sefer Torah is more kodesh, if you formally designate a tefillah, a sefer Torah cover, as long as you've not used it, that is only hazmona. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tashmish detashmish, ein boi kedusha klal. That's a whole separate discussion. Tashmish detashmish. What's tashmish detashmish? It's something that serves the item that serves. So the item, in other words, it might be a discussion, our tefillin bags. Because our tefillin bags, it's true we put the tefillin in, but the tefillin themselves are inside the plastic boxes. So the bag is serving the box, which serves the tefillin. Is that considered tashmish to tashmish? We'll have to discuss. The azmene, what does it mean? The azmene, afilu bedibur bilvad. With dibur, kol shekein imnotloi v'omar zeh yeh letfilin. Certainly not, but if you actually took it to hand and you formally declare this is for tefillin, then that would be considered a hazmona. That's true, but it's not enough yet. So if we've seen in the final analysis, you need both the hazmona and also a tashmish, so it's very important to decide what in fact is a hazmona. So Mishnah Berurah is clearly telling us even mere dibur is enough. Even mere dibur is enough. He has a whole discussion about this in the Bi'alocha. But dibur, just to declare, this is my tefillin bag.
So he's saying that's just enough for it to qualify for Hazmana.
Correct.
Okay, that's where we get
Correct.
confused now.
Yeah, 100%. That must be what he's saying. I'm just looking if he says. Yeah, he doesn't say anything about this. Okay, so Emet Hashem, tomorrow we will continue. Like I said, I'm not going to learn every single line of the Mishnah Berurah, but certainly some of it is both connected to our sugya, and even the bits that are not are very, very relevant. Halacha l'maaseh. So Emet Hashem, we'll continue this tomorrow, and if necessary, we'll continue into next week as well. Emet Hashem.